Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it.
Hey, today I want to talk to you about transitioning. And as you can see from the title of today's show, Are You a Gym? Jimmy Fallon is all about going from one place to another and the journeys that we take. And I know from my own experience that transitioning can be very difficult. And for Jimmy Fallon, obviously, he was on this path all along because he has evolved as this talk show host. And I think that is so awesome. For example, I'm now a talk show host myself, and it's a path that I have taken, all these different shortcuts and roads and all the things that I've done to bring my life experiences to you. And in our careers, sometimes we get put on paths we really don't want. And if you are a follower of The Tonight Show and you happened to watch last night, now I have to share with you, I'm not a nighttime host follower. I have a lot of other things that I like to watch, and so I record those, and that's usually the time I'm watching my recordings. I only get on TV about an hour a day, and that's the time that I do. But here's what I noticed when I saw the clips on the Today Show while I was on my treadmill this morning. All those people that came out and gave him $100 because they all bet he would never make it on the Tonight Show, they all have transitioned in their life. They didn't start out being who they are now. They evolved. Lady Gaga, I saw her interviewed on the Ellen DeGeneres Show one day, another show that I watch while I'm on my treadmill. And what I found very interesting about her, when I first saw Lady Gaga and these kids, my grandchildren, were all excited about this performer, and I was just aghast at her wardrobe, and oh my goodness, and I thought, this girl doesn't have a voice. She's just out there for, you know, startling people and being this off-the-wall kind of character. Well, Madonna preceded her in that behavior, and now, of course, we have Miley Cyrus doing the wild stuff. But what I found interesting about Lady Gaga's interview with Ellen was that she shared that she doesn't dress like that for the wow factor. She says she does it because that's who she is. That is her expression. That's who she has always been in expressing herself in that fashion. And I find that very interesting because I think we all do have our own style. Some of us are very afraid to express our style. And that's what I think is very fascinating when you watch our celebrities and you hear their stories. Everybody thinks somebody's an overnight success, and they're not an overnight success. They've been waiting tables. They've been on stage somewhere playing to a small, smoky, dim room where their passion for their trade is so absolutely unquenchable that there is no way that they're going to ever give up on that dream or that potential or that drive. But here's what I know. I know from my own personal experience that I didn't grow up with a dream embedded in me. I didn't grow up knowing that someday I would be this talk show host. I had no clues. I didn't come from a family background of my parents giving me personal development books. I don't even know they were out by then, out when my parents were raising me. But what I do know is I watched my parents who had their own business. I watched their progress, and I watched their stress. I watched their pleasure. I know it was 16 years before they could leave the business to someone else so we could take our very first vacation. So I know that for a lot of us, we don't know what our purpose is. We don't know where we want to transition. Or maybe you're listening to me today and you're going, oh yeah, but I do, Gail. I do know where I'm going. I just don't know how to get there yet. Well, I've had a lot of life experiences, and I'm just going to read to you a list that I made a while ago of what it's taken for me, and I can only speak from my heart about me, and everything I express is, of course, my opinion on here. And, oh, a quick station break. My opinion is that if you want your voice out there, get the podcasting program that I have listed on my resources page in the GailFoleyShow.com. This is a blast to be sharing this. Okay, so back to my life experiences. Everything that we've ever done in any part of our life has led you to where you are right now. Every single decision, big or small, everybody thinks that it's the big giant leaps that we take that bring us into who we are right now. And it's not. It's everything. Every single moment of our lives has formed where we are on our path right now. For example, here's a list of my life experiences. Black raspberry picker. That was the most hateful job I think I've ever had. I've had a few since then, but ew, picking black raspberry in the heat of a humid summer day in Ohio was not my favorite thing to do. I only did that one summer. I'm not going to post a little comment and everything. We'd be here all day. So the next one, I'm a babysitter. I became a file clerk, personnel secretary, executive secretary, secretary to the mayor, administrative assistant. This was a fun one. I was a traveling companion and assistant to a world-renowned psychic. Whoa, that is a story for another time. I've been an image consultant. That was a network marketing company. I've been an advertising sales rep, billing assistant in a doctor's office. I've been a United Way envelope stuffer, travel club marketing firm. Actually, I did the marketing for them. I've been advertising sales specialties. I actually own an advertising specialties company. I've been a magazine publisher, marketing firm president, timeshare sales rep. I've been in the public relations department of timeshare. Been a telemarketer. I've done insurance sales twice and never again. I failed my real estate license. I've been a receptionist. I've sold office supplies door to door, pounding the pavement. Customer service rep. Boutique retail salesperson in Williamsburg, Virginia on the off season selling timeshare. I've been a video store clerk where I rang up a 40 cent pop for $4,000, and it was a running tape measure for the day. That was a very, very scary moment. I've been a social worker / caseworker. I helped people get their food stamps, helped them with aid, saw some sadness that I never want to see again. I've been an office manager to a balloon specialty factory. I've been a network marketer. I've been an internet marketer, and today I'm so proud to say I am a talk show host with my own podcast, and I also love to do videos. All of these mini adventures, some were longer than others, have led me to be able to hear those comments from people that say, Gail, I love your wisdom. I love your energy. I love your enthusiasm. It did not come by just being who I am, it came from all these little steps that I took. These steps were always transitions. You start out in a job, and let me tell you something, where I'm sitting right now, when I landed here, and I'm not from outer space, but when I landed here, oh, let's see, my grandson is 19, soon to be 20, so I've been here almost 20 years. When I came here, I came from having a job that I loved in a place that just filled my heart every day with joy that I was there. And when I came here, Kansas has no timeshare resort. So I'm like, okay, now what do I do? What do I transition from? I didn't want to go back to selling advertising. I didn't want to go back to being a secretary, but I had to make a decision. What was I going to do? So I ended up pursuing a secretarial position. I've been living on commissions for a long, long time. I thought, you know what? The heck with commission sales. Let's just go back to the secretarial world. Let's just go back and tap in to, you know, the 24 years that I had doing that and just collect a paycheck. That'd be easier. Okay, I'm going to make this a really short story. I had 10 jobs in this town the first year I came here. Not because I was undecided at that stage of the game of what I wanted to do, but because the people that hired me would tell me the job was going to be one thing, but when I got in there, the job was something entirely different. I don't know about you, but I don't lie on my resume. And so I was very, very unhappy when I got into a job that I said to them, I'm ready to get out and do sales one-on-one. I'm ready to get back on the road. I'm tired of being in an office, talking on the phone. Let me get out there. And then the first thing the guy does is put me on a three-month phone project when I specifically said I was done with phone sales. Well, you know what? People want you for what they want you for. And they're very, very selfish with that, I find. And so I did not stay very long when I was deceived. I made a transition to something else. And sometimes the transitions weren't easy. I remember jumping from a position that I had so coveted. I was so excited about getting this position. And then I get in there and the woman that was in charge had absolutely no experience in advertising. She did not have one single clue about how to run a sales force. She did not like it when we went past our goal and started making straight commission because she thought that was coming out of her budget. She didn't understand that that was a good thing that we surpassed our goal and that we were getting commissions. So I had been earning commissions for a long time, and this mindset just, oh my goodness. And I got to tell you, when I started fantasizing about how I could trip her as she passed my desk, I thought, you know, I got to get out of here. I'm not a violent person, but, you know, this is hateful stuff. I'm not happy here. And so I transitioned into an even more miserable position just to get away from that. So I guess my word of caution here for you for that would be very careful when you are making the transition from one miserable position to another that you really know where you're transitioning to. So this has been years and years and years ago that happened. Most recently, just last year, I had a very tough decision to make. I have been with a network marketing company for 8 years now. And when I got to the 7-year mark, I looked at where I was and where I wasn't. And I really was not happy with where I wasn't. I had busted my butt, stayed focused, stayed loyal, and was very, very disheartened to see that I had made no progress. I had spent tons more money out networking, joining business organizations, doing whatever I could to get in front of people to share my product and service that I knew deeply in my heart could help them with their business. When the dust settled and I got my 1099 last year and I added up all of my expenses, I had spent $3,000 more and only made $1,000 more. I was heartbroken because I knew if I'd had a job that showed those kind of numbers that I would be done with that job. They just don't hang around when you're not making progress in some small fashion. So I decided that January 2013 that when I made my business plan, I was going to take a different approach. I was going to learn internet marketing because there were people in my organization that had built their business entirely on the internet, and they had so surpassed me very quickly to the top of the ladder where I had been striving to get to by doing the old-fashioned one-on-one presentations or in a group setting. So I set about learning internet marketing. And, you know, it was blog every day, do videos, put solo ads out, do the social media, do this, do that. But I really had a tough time with the transition because my heart was broken. So I have to share with you that when you make a transition, if you carry a heartbreak in your heart into the next thing, you're going to struggle. So it took me a while to finally say, okay, I've got to change who I am and what I do in order to get to the next level. I literally had to put that business on the back burner, even though my whole purpose in going to the internet was to promote that business. I struggled. I just had a terrible time making that transition. So I was bored with learning internet marketing. I didn't like learning solo ads. I didn't like doing this part. I didn't like doing that part. So it's like, okay, Gail, you've left something behind that your heart was in. Now, I really haven't left it behind. I still have that service. I still get a residual check each and every month. And I have, oddly enough, a presentation to give this week that, you know, I could have used that a little while back. But when I reflect on the decision that it took to make that transition, it was not an easy one. I actually remember telling my friend that there was no way I could ever change my identity because that's who I was. That's who I'd been. And she said, well, you could if you wanted to. So I guess that my message for you today is that if you want to make a transition and you want to make a change, realize that you might grieve what you leave behind in order to grow and move forward. And I'm here to tell you that in my path last year, that lo and behold, I suddenly found where I really wanted to be. And that's with you right now, talking on my very own talk show as a podcast host. But had I not made that decision to make that transition and to get involved in internet marketing through a company that I also promoted because there was an income stream with it, and I'm still with that company as well, but the magic happened when I actually met someone that was teaching podcasting and sharing his journey of how he got here. So I have embraced this path. You can embrace it too. If you go to my GailFoleyShow.com and go to my resource page, you'll see the course that I've learned from. I'm getting ready to add his course, my mentor's course that I've also embraced. But it took that decision. And I grieved for a long time at the loss of not becoming the person that I wanted to be in this other company. And it was a hard fact to face, but I'm so glad that I actually took time to reflect and say, whoops, this isn't working, in pursuing and researching and finding a different path. And lo and behold, here I am, where everything I've ever done has led me to the moment where I am having the most fun I have ever had. I shouldn't say ever had. I had a lot of fun selling timeshare and selling advertising and being a publisher and all that stuff. I did have a lot of fun. But this is the most fun I have had in a long, long time because I was stuck. I was stuck in my other company. I was stuck in what I was doing. I was bored. There were no more challenges. There was no creativity. And so I got reborn again. Here I am. So with that said, I'd like to keep this to about 20 minutes. So I'm going to going to wind it up here, but I do want to share with you, I am going to put my entire story on a three-part series called The Magic of Enthusiasm. And if you go to my page, I keep repeating my GailFoleyShow.com, but if you go to that page, you can actually subscribe. And when I release that series, it's going to be a private access type of series, and it's going to share with you my true path to becoming who I am today. I am known for my enthusiasm, for my energy, but I wasn't always this person. And I've been featured in a book for my chapter, for my life story here, but I wanted to share it in an audio format so you can just plug it in and listen to it. And maybe it will give you some encouragement and some inspiration and share with you that you're never too old to make a change. And we'll talk another time about the transition that my husband has experienced from being in a company for 33 years and the beautiful transition and the fun and excitement that he's having in his life. So until tomorrow, that's my story for today. Bye-bye.
All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.